Today, Tuesday, May 17th, 2011, marks the beginning of the visit of Queen Elizabeth II to Ireland. This event is extremely premature. As a country, we have still not received any closure to the Dublin Monaghan bombings, Bloody Sunday in Derry, or the many other atrocities perpetrated by Her Majesty's government. People will say that we should let bygones be bygones. Generally, I would agree with this sentiment. But the current monarch has never apologised to the Irish people affected by the troubles during her reign. Many Republicans committed terrible acts, and a lot of them served their time. But how many British soldiers were convicted for the war crimes they committed? The media coverage of the Queen's visit is very condescending to the Irish people. In the years since King George V's visit in 1911, we seem to have just been biding our time until the next British ruler visited. We have always been a very proud nation, and that pride has been severely dented by the EU-IMF bailout. A lot of people argue that this visit by the Queen will be financially beneficial in terms of tourism, but at what price this benefit? Should we make a huge fuss of this lady, while our government repeatedly ignores calls for further investigations into the Dublin Monaghan bombings and Bloody Sunday in Derry? This is a very sad day to see so many Irish people celebrating the visit of a British monarch at this time. We as a people quickly forget the suffering of our countrymen under this lady's reign. The day that the British government accept their role in the Troubles and apologise is the day that we as a nation should accept a British monarch with open arms.